If you said you were looking for a pheasant, you would probably be looking for a bird. But in the 1920s in Memphis, Missouri, the folks who were pheasant hunting might have been looking for something far different. It was a business that boomed and made a name known nationally. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if the leftovers from this dinner party are beginning to grow bacteria that could lead to severe diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach cramps? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Make sure your leftovers are as safe as they are delicious. Get them into the refrigerator as soon as possible and transfer them into shallow containers. Spoiled leftovers can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by chilling food promptly and properly. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A pheasant, of course, is a bird. But in Memphis, Missouri, it may be better known as a plane.
This aircraft, of course, you know, was made right here in Memphis, Missouri. It was started in 1927.
Dr. Larry Wiggins says the plane manufacturing company was begun by pilot Lee Briggs.
Lee Briggs, they owned the Ford automobile dealership here. Okay. And so they started making the planes right in the Ford automobile dealership here. Shortly after they started manufacturing the planes, they had more of them sold than what they could manufacture, and they was selling them faster than they could make them.
Business was booming, and many residents of Scotland County were employed to make those airplanes.
The Pheasant was supposed to be one of the better-built planes. This plane has a 503 cubic inch Curtiss engine in it, which is a large engine, and it was supposedly be easy to fly.
Remember, these were the very early days of aviation. You didn't just sell a plane to the general public.
And about everybody had to be taught to fly, and they had a test pilot by the name of Phillips that was doing some of the testing of the plane, too, and teaching people to fly, as well as Lee Briggs himself, who was the owner of the plant.
Usually customers would come to Memphis, Missouri to learn to fly. Once their instruction was complete, they would fly their newly manufactured plane back to their home. Business was good, and many customers were making their way here to Northeast Missouri to purchase their pheasant. However, tragedy would strike the company and change the business forever. That story, next time, as we travel the countryside in Memphis, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.